Taker concerned with reports for adoptions ahead of polls. And Chinese national charged for trying to smuggle 2,000 ants from Kenya. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Political activist Rudolph Mwanza has welcomed cabinet's decision to introduce 24-hour operating hours for businesses, markets and bus stations across the country, but cautioned that the policy's success will depend on key support systems. Mr. Mwanza said the effectiveness of the initiative will rely on improved security, reliable electricity supply, efficient transport systems and adequate worker protection to ensure extended operating hours are both safe and sustainable. He warned that without these critical enablers, the full potential of a 24-hour economy may not be realized. Mr. Mwanza, however, said that the policy has the potential to redefine Zambia's economic trajectory by fostering resilience, boosting productivity, and expanding opportunities for citizens. The introduction of a 24-hour economy is important for Zambia because it directly addresses constraints related to limited operating hours, which often restrict business growth and income generation, said Mr. Mwanza in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mwanza said that allowing businesses and markets to operate around the clock will create room for increased production, trade and service delivery. He noted that experiences from other African countries show that a 24-hour economy can be a powerful driver of economic growth when properly supported.
This policy has indeed the potential to expand business activities, increase productivity, and create much-needed employment opportunities, particularly for young people who face challenges entering the labor market. While the initiative is commendable, we urge the government to provide proper security, reliable electricity, and worker protection. Trust me, with the right investments and stakeholder collaboration, Zambia can successfully transition into a more inclusive and competitive economy.
Opposition Green Party of Zambia leader Peter Sinkamba has urged government to avoid policies that may promote the emergence of cartels in the mining sector. Mr. Sinkamba cited the recently signed Memorandum of Understanding MOU between Planet Gold Zambia and ZCCMIH, which designates the firm as an off-taker of mercury-free gold, as a development that could potentially sideline some local miners. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba said that while the move to promote mercury-free gold extraction is commendable, it risks excluding miners who still rely on mercury, thereby limiting their access to ready markets. Such a move may lead to the creation of cartels involved in the purchasing of gold, said Mr. Sinkamba. He, however, suggested that miners currently using mercury should be supported and gradually integrated into safer and more sustainable mining practices rather than being excluded. Mr. Sinkamba emphasized the need for government to adopt an inclusive approach to the mining sector to ensure that it benefits all Zambians.
The very purpose why government said they are dispatching the soldiers to go and control mine activities in gold areas. So the impression we were told when government said they are going to dispatch the soldiers, it is to go and control the foreigners. That's what they were telling us, and they ascribed that in that regard. So now, if people are going to mine gold and they have nowhere to sell because ZCCM has gone into a cartel with Planet Gold, then you are creating a black market. And it means our gold will just shoot out of this country through that gold black market.
Opposition New Heritage Party leader Chalakateka has urged women aspiring for political office ahead of this year's general elections to resist the temptation of sexual favors from party members for adoption. This week, reports have emerged of female candidates being asked for sexual favors for party adoptions ahead of the August polls. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Kateka cautioned women against using their bodies as a means of gaining favor in the political process. She emphasized that leadership should not be obtained through unethical means, but rather through merit and divine purpose. Women must maintain their standing in God because He is the one that ordains leadership. If this is their time to lead, He will grant them that opportunity, said Ms. Kateka. She has urged women who come across such immoral requirements to walk away from the political parties and instead stand as independents. Ms. Kateka has also warned men who exploit vulnerable women seeking decision-making positions, saying that such actions amount to corruption. She stressed that taking advantage of aspiring female leaders undermines the integrity of the political system and erodes public trust.
As a female presidential candidate, I would like to urge women in politics who are offering themselves in these leadership positions to begin exercising their integrity now. By resisting what these men are demanding from them, they need to maintain their dignity, and they need to maintain their purity, and they need to maintain, if they are in God, to maintain that standing, their standing in God.
The first phase of the new Nakonde one-stop border post has been completed and is now awaiting commissioning. Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Director for Public Infrastructure Clive Khan confirmed the development in an interview with Zanius. Mr. Khan explained that the completed works include the terminal building, parking area and installation of a scanner. He added that government is optimistic the upgraded border post will improve traffic flow and enhance efficiency in the movement of goods and people. Meanwhile, truck drivers have welcomed the development, saying it has significantly improved the clearance process compared to the past. The one-stop border post is expected to be commissioned tomorrow by Republican President Hakainde Hichilema. In Africa news, a Chinese man and his Kenyan associate have been charged with illegally dealing in wildlife species after they were caught trying to smuggle more than 2,000 live queen garden ants out of Kenya. Jean Kikwin was arrested at the international airport in the capital Nairobi last week after authorities discovered the large consignment of ants in his luggage, each of them either stashed in a test tube or wrapped in tissue. On Tuesday, a court in Nairobi heard that Mr. Jean bought the ants from Charles Mwangi at 10,000 Kenyan shillings for every 100 of them. Kenyan authorities have been warning about a growing demand for garden ants in Europe and Asia, while collectors keep them as pests. Coming up shortly, Ukraine faces missile shortage due to Middle East war. This and more, stay tuned.
Cervical cancer. Cervical cancer begins on the surface of the cervix. There are two main types of cancer of the cervix. About 80% to 90% are squamous cell carcinomas, or 10% to 20% are adenocarcinomas. Early stages of cervical cancer do not involve pain or other symptoms, but the first identifiable symptoms include watery or bloody vaginal discharge with a foul odor, and vaginal bleeding after intercourse or exercise. Regular screening for cervical cancer can literally save your life. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukraine will face a deficit of missiles it is using to fight Russia due to the war in the Middle East. In an exclusive interview with the BBC, the Ukrainian president said Russia's Vladimir Putin wanted a long war between the US, Israel and Iran because it would weaken Kiev, with the United States resources being directed elsewhere. Zelensky also claimed that the US President Donald Trump was not on any side in the war between Russia and Ukraine and did not want to irritate Putin. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Political activist Rudolf Mwanza has welcomed Cabinet's decision to introduce 24-hour operating hours for businesses, markets and bus stations across the country, but cautioned that the policy's success will depend on key support systems. Opposition New Heritage Party leader Chalakateka has urged